pictures on the dresser, faces I can't ignore. All
right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. This is a band called Man Fighting Bear from a CD called Waiting. And we had these guys in studio last November. And we have two thirds of the band live in studio and one third over the phone. And let us introduce them. Let's have the guys introduce themselves. And we'll start right here. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm Eric Fregrilius.
Eric Fregrilius, and you in the band?
I play bass and I'm the lead singer.
Okay. And
I'm
next.
Chris Beach. I'm the drummer, and I'm in charge of catering.
And you make a mean chocolate chip cookie.
Thank you very
much.
Let
me just tell you that. Yeah, you brought some chocolate chip cookies, and they're good. And on the phone is the third member. Introduce yourself on the phone there.
I am Bill Beach.
Bill Beach.
I'm a keyboard player.
Keyboard player, and you also happen to be the drummer, Chris's dad.
That's correct.
Correct.
Yeah, we learned that the last time we were on the show. It was
right.
Wonderful.
We've been closer.
Since.
Yeah, it was the discovery we made. It was kind of like a Maury Povich episode.
Absolutely.
You are the father.
I know. It was amazing. Thank you so much.
It was great.
I owe it all to you.
We do that. We do as much as we can. I like to think of my show as an outreach program. of some kind. And Bill, I think good morning you guys. And I thanked both Chris and Eric. And I want to thank you, and I want to publicly thank all three of these guys, not only for being on my show, and we had such a great time, but you guys actually donated to my Movember campaign. Mm-hmm. Last time you guys were here, I was growing a mustache for Movember. And, Bill, you were personally touched by that.
That's correct. It's a great cause, and thank you for doing it.
Yep, and I went, but just so you guys know, I went past my goal. My goal was $1,000, and I raised more than
Congratulations.
That.
Congratulations!
So thank you very much, and I'll do it again next November. So there you go. Well, welcome back. All right. Well, Bill, let's start with you. You started playing music at a young age, correct?
That's correct. I was. My father was a piano player, and I learned piano from him. I sat basically at his feet and learned how to play, listening to him, and put the first band together when I was in seventh grade. And I think we discussed this when we were on the air before in November, that the name of the band, as irreverent as it was Pontius and the Nail Drivers.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're in seventh grade. You know, those are the kind of, that's the kind of name when you want to be a rebellious 12-year-old. That's the kind of name you're going to come up with. Were you always, was it always piano, always keys, Bill?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
And so your dad, you said, played.
He was. He was a self-taught, kind of a barrel house, Jelly Roll Morton-style piano player.
That's cool.
And I was always just fascinated. And we would go to parties, and my dad was not one that liked to chit-chat. So he would always find a piano at someone's house or at a wedding reception. He'd sit down and play, and he had the best time. And now, as a piano player, I hate to chit-chat. I like to sit down at a piano and play and let everyone else talk, and I'll play. It's a great way to get through a party.
I've known, you know, keyboardists and piano players over the years, and it never ceases to amaze me. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I'm not amazed at all anymore by the fact that anytime you go someplace and there's a piano, they immediately go to it and start playing. Do you do the same thing, Bill?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Of course you do.
It's not unlike the 12-year-old or the 13-year-old that's in Guitar Center on a Saturday afternoon. Bangs on the guitar.
That's right. Okay, Bill, hang on, okay? We got to take a break for the news. Hold on a second. Bill is with us, and Chris is with us, and Eric is with us. They are from the band Man Fighting Bear. We'll hear a couple of songs from their CD, and we'll tell you all about their gig, which is this Saturday at Uptown Lounge. Okay, guys, hang on. We got a break for the news. And we'll do that just about now. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That is a band called Man Fighting Bear. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And you can text in, by the way, your requests for Wild Card Wednesday, which we'll get to in a little bit. You can check us out at Twitter at Nick D Show and Facebook.com/Nick D Show. That's Man Fighting Bear. They will be playing a gig on Saturday, this Saturday, April 9th at Uptown Lounge, 1136 West Lawrence. 21 and over show starts at 9:30. You can check out manfightingbear.com. But we have all the information and links on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And we welcome Eric and Chris, who are live in studio. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And on the phone is Bill. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now, have you guys ever played Uptown Lounge before?
No,
we haven't.
Bill, have you?
No, I have not.
You know, I've never
for all of us.
I've never seen a live show there. I've been there.
Yeah.
You know, back in my drinking days, I've been there. I've definitely been there. I normally hang out across the street when I go to a 4 o'clock joint. I would normally go to Mill. I would go to the Mill across the street. Across the street. But Uptown Lounge is certainly a cool place. How did that become a gig for you? Do you guys know?
It was a friend of mine who's a musician in Chicago had suggested that I to give him a call.
Yeah.
And they typically bring in cover bands, and that's always been difficult for us because, as you know, we play all original material.
That's right.
And we talked to them, and we proposed the idea that they have band one night where all the music was original material, and that's how it started. So we're going to – it's all three of the bands that are playing there will be doing original stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. It's a great room. It's a really nice space, and it's a very popular place, and it's in a great location. It's right where the Aragon, the Riv, Green Mill, it's right there, the heart of Uptown.
One Absolutely. Block from the Red Line.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about
literally. Yeah, I mean, it's right there. It's at the Red Line. So, well, that's very cool. Now, we should explain this interesting situation that you guys are in as a band because, one, Chris, because you're Bill's son.
Yes.
That's an interesting thing, which, of course, we discovered on this show in November.
I'm still not over it.
And Bill, you actually moved out. You're in Virginia.
I live in Virginia. Actually, right now I'm speaking to you live from Conference Room G in the Sheraton Union Square in San Francisco.
Oh, you're in San Francisco?
I'm in San Francisco,
yes. Okay. Now, on business or?
No, it's just a family vacation.
Oh, a family vacation. I'm glad you invited Chris.
My youngest daughter. Well, it's three-fifths of the family.
Into it.
You're on vacation?
You're on vacation? What? See, we discovered another thing. Maury Povich back in action. See, it's a family vacation, Bill. But normally now you are in Virginia.
Yes, I live in Virginia.
Now, explain how it works. Actually, from all three of you guys, how does it work that one of your members, and there's only three of you, one of your members is in Virginia, and yet you record and you gig. Yep. What are the challenges and what are the interesting things that come up for that? Why don't we start with Chris?
Well, we're lucky that we have found a technology through this company called Jamlink that allows us to hear each other play if my dad's in Virginia. And also, my dad is gracious enough to come to Chicago. It used to be for work. And that was really what got us working together is because he was here for his job. But now that he is no longer at that job, he still comes in. We practice live. So what usually happens is that Eric and I will go in on like a Tuesday night and we'll queue up the computer. We'll queue up the Jamlink and get Bill on the other line.
Yeah.
And then Sunday mornings, we like to say that we go to church very early. We'll be the only ones at our studio over at the Music Garage, and we'll do the same thing. And then Bill will come in every once in a while, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how is that for you on your end, Bill?
It's really nice. I have a small studio at home, so I hook up my two of my keyboards through Jamlinks through the Internet, and we just rehearse online. So it's great. And we don't, you know, there's some timing issues. It's not as direct as we would like it to be, but for working through bugs on new material, we can do that. And then when I come to Chicago, we can really hit the ground running. There's not a lot of startup time. We have an idea of what to do, so it works fine. It saves considerable amount in airfare.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. And now, okay. Now, so I understand how Bill and Chris got involved and came together because, you know, they're father, son, and they both are musicians. But Eric, how did you get involved in this band?
Well, being the adopted son here, I think what happened was most directly working with Bill through the day job. And, you know, brought Chris in one day. Chris and I started talking music and found out he was a drummer. We started playing, and it just connected. Bill, the three of us did our first show together. It was actually his going away party for when he was leaving to go to Virginia. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is great. What are we doing? Why are we not playing more often? Why are we not making this into a regular thing, which we ended up doing, and that's now Man Fighting Bear. It was through that relationship, through work, that I connected with
that. And that's how it became.
Yeah.
That's how it became a thing. Chris, when you were growing up, did you get musically inclined immediately because, you know, like your grandfather and your dad were both musicians?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Every family party, there's a piano at a house. And so my dad was playing it, or someone was. I was trying to.
yeah.
Not well. I learned Let It Be at a very early age, and it's probably the only song I know on piano still to this day. So we always had music going on, whether it was on a record player. My dad was singing Christmas carols with people around holiday parties. And I really liked the idea of getting attention for doing something musical. So that's kind of what it came from.
And was it drums that you gravitated towards?
No. First was guitar. Mm-hmm. Just like every other, I think, you know, 10-year-old boy when they first hear rock and roll, like,
right.
Well, I have to do that.
Right.
I want girls screaming towards me.
Right.
It just wasn't for me. So then the drums made more sense, and mm-hmm. I got to sit down, so that was great.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I can understand that immediately.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, you've been in a bunch of bands. You know, you've been in cover bands and all kinds of bands. And now, Chris, were you in a lot of bands, too, before you came together with these other two dudes?
Just a handful.
Yeah.
Just a handful. Mostly just in high school, though. Not in college or anything like that. So,
yeah.
You know, the nights of late night drinking and hanging out. Never really happened for me in bands.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's baking cookies and hanging out with my dad.
But
that's fine. That's totally fine.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, did you ever go out and see Chris's bands and go, boy, this is good, or boy, this is not?
Yeah, I did. I remember the one time that he really impressed me. He had a band, and I think the name of it was Everyone But Joe.
It was Everyone But Goose. Joe, parentheses, featuring Joe.
Featuring Joe. And they played it, you know, it was vintage small town Indiana. They played at a 4-H fair.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
They played The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And he literally blew me away. I mean, I'd seen him practice at the house. He had brought his first kit and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But watching him, you know, watching my son on stage, and he was definitely the centerpiece, as far as I was concerned, of the band. It really blew me away. And I
wow.
thought, this kid has got some really good chops.
And now you're in a band with him.
Now I'm in a band with him.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Okay, before we go further, why don't we hear a song from the CD Waiting, and we're going to hear a song called AM/FM.
Sure.
Does anybody want to tell us? Yeah, Eric, you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, and that's part of what I brought you here.
Oh, okay. Oh, you brought me a gift.
I brought you a gift.
Okay. AM/FM.
And in it is a, inside that nicely wrapped package there for my wife, is a book, Chicago Haunts, and it's by Ursula Bielski.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read it?
I'm actually familiar with this book, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the inspiration for the song came from that book, and it's a book. She's a historian, Chicago historian, on all of these great.
Here's something I think you might freak out. She's been on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I figured maybe this would
absolutely.
Spur it. Yeah.
Very cool.
She it was inspirational for the idea of the city being this amazing conductor of paranormal activity, if you will. We're going to start talking Ghostbusters here in a
sure,
second.
Sure. You guys come back in October?
Yeah, sure.
Talk about. So, but this is it's inspired by this the stuff in this book.
Yes,
and about how Chicago is.
Yeah, kind of historically known as this kind of central focal point for, you know,
the paranormal
activity. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. The song is called AMFM. It's on the CD Waiting, and this is Man Fighting Bear. You can see them live this Saturday at the Uptown Lounge.
Do you believe that they broadcast and receive more than AM, FM, more than AM, FM? To machine owns a frequency born from the soul. This life and past, tell me, do you believe that we all can answer the call? More than AM, FM, more than AM, FM, more than AM, FM. Radio, we all know, on the shoulders of each wave.
There you go. Very cool, guys.
Thank you.
Very, very, very cool. Bill, nice work, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, that song, when our writing process, we are always looking for a definite relationship, you know, between the message of the lyrics and the message of the music. And in that song, the message for the lyrics kind of preceded the message that we wanted to convey musically.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really try to do is come up with the best way to portray, in that case, what the music would be based on the lyrics that Eric had. And sometimes the process is reversed.
Yeah.
But Eric had this really incredible idea for this song after reading the book Chicago Haunts.
Right.
And we tried to construct an eerie music.
Yeah.
Tones around that thought.
Yeah.
And we were happy with it.
You should be. Yeah. It's very cool. All right, Bill, hang on. Okay. You guys hang on for a second. We're going to take a break. You can see these guys, Man Fighting Bear. That's the band. This Saturday, April 9th at Uptown Lounge, 1136 West Lawrence. Information at manfightingbear.com. And we'll hear another song right after this. All right, we're coming back here, and it's Nick DiGilio, and I am with the band Man Fighting Bear. Now, I want to have time for one more full song from your show, or from your CD, and the show is Saturday, April 9th at the Uptown Lounge, a really great place, and Eric was just telling me off the air that they've kind of remodeled it, refurbished it, they knocked a wall down, it's a much bigger place, and they're really serious about turning it into a good music venue.
Absolutely.
Which is very, very cool. So that's this Saturday at the Uptown Lounge, and we asked these two – I always ask the general questions, and I'm going to do it again because in case people weren't listening in November. And, Bill, you know what my two questions are. I'm going to start with Eric. We'll go around the room and end with Bill.
Okay.
Your first album you ever bought?
1984 Van Halen.
Okay. 1984 Van Halen. And?
Just real quick from last time we were on the show, Drop Dead Legs.
Oh, yeah.
My first record player I bought from my neighbor, and I would face the speakers out the back window – and played Drop Dead Legs at the loudest possible volume.
Did you just want to make people angry?
It's
a jam.
Nobody ever.
Well, they shouldn't because the song rules. So, okay. All right. And Chris?
It was Weezer's Blue Album.
Okay.
But I also think at the same time I bought Green Day Dookie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bill?
Aorta.
That's right. Aorta. That's correct. That's right. Okay. And then first concert, Eric.
First concert would have been Metallica, Injustice for All Tour.
Okay.
Poplar Creek.
Cool. All right. And Chris?
Weezer.
Weezer. Okay. and Bill?
Led Zeppelin. First American tour.
That's right. Yeah. We have that. I wasn't the first American tour for me. I saw him in 75 and 77. That's very cool. All right. I always ask these questions. Now, the next song that we're going to play, I wanted to get in, make sure we had time to get it in here, and it's a song called Breathe. Can anybody briefly talk about it?
Sure. We had all just seen the band Elbow at the House of Blues. They're a band from Manchester. And they've got a really great, relaxed vibe to a lot of their tunes. And my dad and I had about an hour to kill. Mm-hmm. And we went in the studio and just started messing around, trying to do something a little more minimalistic. And came up with a melody, an idea for a song. And the word breathe just kept popping up. And we told Eric, yeah, write some lyrics, but, you know, around the word breathe.
Around the word breathe.
It was his assignment.
Okay.
And he passed.
There you go. This is a song called Breathe from Man Fighting Bear.
Through my fingers and enter put my heart and explode from my soul. Reach my arms out to soak it all in. Reach my arms out to soak it all. Falling in line, let instinct take over. I won't be left here alone to drown in this noise. Through my fingers and enter my veins. Flood my heart and explode from my soul. Through my fingers and enter my veins. Flood my heart and explode from.
There it is. That's Breathe. And the band is Man Fighting Bear. Guys, thank you so much for being back. Bill,
thank you.
Thank you for joining us, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And have a great time. You're coming back to Chicago, I understand, Thursday.
Yes, I'll be in Thursday.
So you'll be in tomorrow. All right. Very cool. Well, and you guys, thank you. Eric, Chris, thank you, man.
Thank you for the cookies.
And I really appreciate it. It's always fun to have you guys down. Anytime. Best of luck with Uptown Lounge on the gig on this Saturday. And also, I know you guys are recording your record right now. And good luck with that. When you get it done, please come back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Bill. Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there you go. Bill and Chris and Eric of Man Fighting Bear. Thanks, guys.